For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Demonstrators took to the streets once again this weekend as part of the ongoing nationwide response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. KBIA's Alexander Trimis has more.
The event drew well over 1,000 demonstrators to the streets of Columbia protesting police violence against people of color. Marquise Smith is one of the event's organizers and says he thinks the number of protesters may have topped 3,000 as they marched peacefully through the city.
There's a whole lot of people here today that wasn't black, and that's the support that we need. This should be happening in every community, raising awareness about black people being murdered.
Smith says it's important that people don't stop at simply marching. They must leave protests and continue to advocate within their communities. Christopher Watkins is Smith's brother and a co-organizer of the event. He says the safety of everyone at the march was one of his top concerns. He created a civilian security team that was integrated into the crowd to ensure that nothing happened to detract from the message of the demonstrators.
If you looked in the crowd a little bit, you would see there were some that had red bandanas. That was part of the mission, was just have them in the crowd, keeping the peace.
Watkins says the next step is to get more organizations, like local churches and the city council, involved with the movement.
We want to keep building and building so the change can happen, not just here in Columbia, Missouri, but nationwide.
I'm Alexander Trimis, KBIA News.
Revenue collections in Missouri continue to drop because of the coronavirus. State Budget Director Dan Hogg said on Friday that as of May, net general revenue collections were down more than 7% this year compared to last year. Revenues dropped significantly last month because of the coronavirus pandemic. Net general revenues decreased more than 22% last month compared to May of last year. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has cut close to $428 million in state government spending this year to compensate. Current and former students at Rockbridge High School described their experiences with racism, microaggressions, and insensitivity while attending the high school during a meeting with its principal yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports Rockbridge principal Jacob Cerna called the webinar after a Facebook post received more than 1,000 comments about racist experiences at the school. Students focused on a range of experiences, from the use of certain Spirit Week themes like a Western theme, which appropriated Native American garb, to the apathy of teachers to address or acknowledge racism or insensitivity that they witnessed. At times, some said the teachers themselves were the source of the racist or insensitive speech. Students suggested that teachers should receive cultural sensitivity training and that students should be required to take classes focusing on the history of other cultures. Cerna says it was an opportunity to listen to students of color and address issues mentioned inside and outside of this webinar in the future. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.